Health experts today are weighing whether a controversial drug should stay on the market. The drug is called Ketek. It's an antibiotic used to treat respiratory infections like bronchitis and pneumonia. The Food and Drug Administration approved Ketek 2 years ago, but since then, the drug has been linked to liver damage, sometimes fatal. Today, some advisors to the FDA met to consider whether Ketek's risks outweigh its benefits. And joining me now is NPR's Joanne Silberner. Joanne, what did the committee decide about Ketek?
Well, the committee gave it a mixed reaction. They voted 16-3 that it should continue to be used for pneumonia, that it's worth those risks. But on bronchitis and sinusitis, which are two illnesses that are uncomfortable, but they're kind of self-limited, they don't usually go on, they voted strongly against it, 2-17.
Now, the FDA has come under some criticism for how it approved the drug. Tell us about that.
Well, there were two areas of criticism. One was on science and one was on politics. On the science side, the tests that they allowed to be submitted for approval were what they call non-inferiority tests. All the company had to show was that their drug wasn't any worse than other antibiotics. And no one even knows with bronchitis and sinusitis whether drugs are really all that helpful. So saying that you're just as good as your competitor isn't saying you're making a major difference in the disease. In order to do that, you have to run a test against a placebo. Now, the political issue is a little more complicated. What happened was the FDA asked the company to do another study before they approved it. The company contracted with a firm that does studies, but the data that came in, some of the results from some of the doctors who were sending in descriptions of their patients, specifically Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa, and he wanted to know a little bit more about how did this drug get approved. This fraudulent data had been, or the test itself had been submitted to the previous committee that considered this drug. And Senator Grassley's a little upset about that, has been asking the FDA for information, and the FDA hasn't been giving him all the information that he wants.
Well, what is next then for Ketek?
Well, what happens now is all this information goes back to the Food and Drug Administration. They're going to consider everything the committee said. They're going to decide whether or not to leave this drug on the market. And my guess is that they will, at least for they will for pneumonia, because the committee was pretty clear that with pneumonia, you're talking about a serious disease. It can kill you. There's a lot of drug resistance to pneumonia from other bacteria that just don't respond to the old antibiotics. It's good to have something in reserve to try. So I think that they've certainly got reason to continue to allow it on the market, given what the committee said. What they'll do with the other two, they have options. They can just tell the company, you can't advertise it for these other two treatments. You can't say that it treats these other two conditions. And that's what may happen.
And is this seen as having an impact possibly on the efforts to develop other new antibiotics?
Well, that's a great question, because that's one of the reasons a lot of people think that the Food and Drug Administration approved Ketek in the first place. There is a real concern out there, and it's a real one, among infectious disease experts. They're losing their weapons. If you have an antibiotic around long enough, the bacteria figure out a way to get around it. So by coming up with anything new, they want to, the FDA and everybody wants to encourage companies to develop these drugs. Of course, no one wants to encourage them to develop unsafe drugs. And there are people who say that the FDA approved this drug in the first place in order to keep the pipeline flowing.
Thank you, Joanne.
Thank you.
That's NPR's Joanne Silberner, who is covering the FDA advisors meeting on the drug Ketek in Maryland.